This poem is written by a Persian Muslim poet named Sa'di 8 centuries ago, which is inscribed at the entrance to the United Nations. And it goes as following. The sons of Adam are limbs of each other, having been made of one essence. When the calamity of time affects one limb, the other limbs cannot remain at rest. If you have no sympathy for the suffering of others, you are not worthy to be called by the name of human.
And can you tell me, what are your hopes for this project?
So our goal is to collect a few thousand signatures and take that to the Board of Supervisors to show we need to address it at the county level. 500 people have signed the declaration, and we have 22 different churches, synagogues, and organizations who have endorsed us.
How many hate crimes have happened in Sonoma County over the last year?
Well, unfortunately, the hate crimes in the nation is increasing, and Sonoma County is following that trend. We had 10 hate crimes committed in 2016 and 16 in 2017. And these increases coincide with burgeoning racism, xenophobia, anti-Semitism, and anti-Muslims.
And have you observed this happening in Sonoma County yourself? Is this something you've seen change over the years?
I have been a long-term resident of 37 years in Santa Rosa. My three kids have gone through the school systems, and unfortunately, they have experienced some prejudices going through school system here. I have tried to work with the principals at the time, but we did not have a program to offer to them. But one of our goals on this campaign is to reach to school systems and work with them and see if we can find a way to address this act of kindness, if not on a daily basis, at least on a weekly basis, maybe during the assemblies for 5 minutes, to coach the students that bullying and scapegoating and singling out students are not acceptable, and even maybe ask them to do community projects in act of kindness.
And I think besides Mohammed's very passionate energy around this topic, looking at our community and at many different faith communities, I think there's a sense of overwhelm, because regardless of our politics, there's so much negative information about right now that people kind of check out and don't really know what to do. And this particular campaign is not polarizing at all. It focuses on a basic human quality. And then over the next several months, we'll have simple and more challenging ways that people can be kind to each other, to their neighbors and friends, as well as to people they don't know that need to have an ally stand in support.